We're mothers.
Just tell her I said I'm coming and everything's gonna be all good.
And when the worst happens...
Step back, please, ma'am. You cannot be in here.
We feel we failed.
The guys who did it, they're still out there?
I can't do anything about that.
Well, what if you could? Would you?
I just want justice for the ones who took my son.
So let's get it.
What did you do?
He tried to kill us. Come on, go.
Okay, here's the deal. The vigilante revenge thriller gets a different angle with the film Lila and Eve. The movie stars Viola Davis as Lila, a woman whose son is killed in a drive-by shooting. At a grief support group for mothers, Lila meets another woman named Eve, played by Jennifer Lopez. After sharing their stories, Eve convinced Lila to track down her son's killer and seek revenge because the police just aren't doing anything about it. Any film aiming for a down-to-earth and realistic portrayal of grief runs the risk of getting preachy and bogging down in despair. Fortunately, Lila and Eve manages to keep its head above water with this without neglecting it. Lila and Eve can be cathartic for those frustrated with the sometimes unfair criminal justice system, but it holds back so as not to turn into a cheap action thriller. Plenty of issues are raised throughout the movie, and they don't always come with easy answers. Fortunately, the movie also doesn't try to provide these answers. Sure, a couple cliches are tossed around now and then, and there are a few overly convenient fictional moments. However, with strong performance by both Davis and Lopez and a realistically complicated situation, Lila and Eve offer something you don't always see in a movie like this. Lila and Eve gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.